WURJ and AccuWeather forecast calls for a nice day for today with bright sunshine. There could be some patches of fog in the morning further inland. Highs ranging from 76 lakeside to 80 inland. We'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 57 to 62. Increasing clouds, warm and muggy, low to mid-80s tomorrow with an afternoon thunderstorm and more thunderstorms into Sunday, high 87. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Bill Dagger on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, 71 degrees, Burlington 70, Milwaukee 68, it is 70 in Racine. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
Something just occurred to me.
Yeah?
You can't die.
I beg your pardon?
Well, who's going to read your obituary? Where do you get those obituaries, from the newspaper?
No.
No?
They are sent.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who sends them?
Oh, one of the funeral homes, Marsh Meredith.
Oh, Marsh Meredith?
Yes.
All right. Like to be up to date on. Well, what about doing some birth announcements? Something positive. What do you think
That's
about that?
That's kind of your, you and Mike.
That's true. We do have the birthday club.
I'm guessing, because years ago, there used to be a segment that read births. And I'm guessing at some point, one of the announcers here, I don't know who, probably read my birth.
That's a very good point.
I'm just guessing.
Well, I guess I read the births, but, you know, the birthdays, the birthday celebrations with the birthday club. We'll have the birthday club winner later on after your news at 12:30 of this week's WRJN Lou Perini gift card for the $25.
Yeah, the birth announcements used to be, I believe, called the Little Red Book.
Ooh.
Which is what we have here in our newsroom. It has procedures in it.
Sweet Lou Turner has a little black book.
I think that's totally different.
Oh, okay. Well, this thing in Great Britain is huge. How about that?
I could see that coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had David Wood on here who predicted accurately that if the vote would go to Brexit, to exit Great Britain, that David Cameron would have to resign, which he did early this morning. So there's a lot of drinking going on in the UK, as there usually is.
Some for different reasons.
Right. Some people are celebrating. Some people are trying to salve their emotions. You know, it's very interesting. I saw a map of the vote, and it was literally split north and south. The people south of London voted to stay, and the people north of London voted to leave. And when I used to own the summer camp in Eagle River, we had a lot of counselors from Great Britain. And it's a very important thing to have a good camp counselor. And it's a very long recruiting process. And over the years, we had an agency that would bring them in called BUNAC, British University North America Club. And I noticed that it seemed to me that the counselors that were from the south of England weren't quite as proficient as the ones in the north. And I checked with some of my longstanding British counselors, and they said, yep, that's true. I said, why is that? And they said, because the South feel entitled, and the Northern people are harder working and nose to the grindstone type of. So I called the people from Great Britain, BUNAC, and I said, any chance that you could just send me guys that are north of London? And they understood. They said, no explanation needed. We got it. Isn't that interesting?
Wow. Okay.
So the people that are the harder working, if you will, and this is true in the polls in Great Britain, the less highly educated voted to leave the European Union in huge numbers.
Yeah. I talked with Mike this morning earlier about it. I wondered if it was not too dissimilar from what's taking place in this country with people wanting a change because they're tired of government not working.
Well, it's not only not working, they don't feel represented in the European Union, which a lot of the people that obviously are supporting Donald J. Trump and were supporting Bernie Sanders, they don't feel represented. Yeah. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of salving of wounds and celebrating going on. They're imbibing adult beverages, but not so much in Georgia. there was a problem recently in the great state of Georgia. Thieves stole two trailers containing nearly 3,300 cases of beer. Sweetwater Brewing Company said the trailers had been loaded for an early morning pickup when they were taken from the company's plant north of downtown. The two trailers carried 3,272 cases altogether, or more than 78,500 bottles of Sweetwater Summer Variety Pack.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe in capital punishment, but there are certain crimes. I think this would be one of them. Now, they had a GPS. They had a,
don't tell me there's a Trans Am involved.
They had a GPS on the truck, so they found the truck.
Oh.
But the beer was gone. And here's the interesting thing. The warehouse where the beer was found isn't far from some of the locations where the 1977 movie Smokey and the Bandit was filmed.
Yep.
In that movie, Coors Beer is being hauled across the South with a sheriff in hot pursuit. You remember who the sheriff was?
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, that was a good role.
That was a great movie. Well, have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. There he goes, the great Tom Carco. We have a sports coming up, and scheduled is a big Greek Fest preview. Mary Helen Lucas, where are you?
Jackpots at Pottawatomie during our 25th anniversary celebration. They could happen at any time, any seat, any dollar amount. Just play slots March 1st through June 30th, and you've got a random shot at a jackpot up to $25,000.